Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, folks, it is time to visit with Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. We have been enjoying our weekly visits for 9 years now, and Larry is, I can tell by the look on his face, he's ready to talk some deer hunting. Am I right, Larry?
You know what? You're exactly right. I spent the last couple of days kind of starting getting ready a little bit. I've put a new Trigicon scope on one of my, a couple of Trigicon scopes on my Ruger guns. I've got one on a number one and one on a 300 Win Mag that I'm going to actually take to Canada later on. And I've been shooting those guns out at 100 yards and with that 300 particularly, I'm kind of stretching it out to where on my little place I've got a range that I can shoot about 500 yards. I can shoot 500 yards, I should say. And beyond that, been playing around with the Ruger pistols a little bit. Of course, I've got a 44 mag I love to shoot, and then I've got a 480 Ruger that I'm going to use quite a bit this year, and I've been playing around with the different loads that the Hornady makes in all those guns, and it's amazing how accurate those things really are. And so, I mean, you're right. I'm thinking about deer hunting and thinking about getting ready to do a little summer scouting, as a matter of fact, as well, too.
Well, the sign from last year is still there, and the bucks right now, here we are into, won't be long until it'll be July, you know. The bucks have sprouted out pretty good right now, and good time to see what's going on. You know, Larry, you get to thinking about it. Of course, you and I think about stuff like this all the time, but it's not that long until bow season, and then nowadays bow season coincides with the early managed land hunts, you know, on ranches where you can start hunting with a rifle in early October. Man, it's, you start thinking about it, that'll be here before we know it, won't it?
It really is. I'll tell you what, we're right around the corner. Everything I'm seeing and the people I've talked to, and I know guys are starting to put out the trail cameras, and they're really starting to see, because there's some of these areas of the state where we're getting pretty close to where those bucks are. You can tell for darn sure what they're going to look like a little bit later on. And people are getting excited because, I mean, we had such a great winter time and fall, and bucks came out of the rut in good shape, and I mean, the antlers look outstanding. And then, of course, with the rainfall that we had during the spring and really even into the early summer, I mean, we've got a fantastic fawn crop headed our way here in another few years. I mean, well, this year, but I'm thinking about 4 or 5 years down the road when those bucks are 4 or 5 years old. So, I mean, this is an exciting time when you get right down to it. And you mentioned the sign. You bet. I mean, I spend a lot of time this time of the year going into areas that I may try to avoid a little bit later on, looking where there were rubs and looking where there were scrapes, because you can still see where those bucks were scraping. And then, of course, the rubs are real obvious. And usually the ones I look for are the ones that are on a little bit bigger tree, and you can see where there's those deer rubbed in the past, you know, where they're scoring on the tree and the deer have kind of come back. I mean, the trees kind of come back and kind of scabbed over a little bit on those edges. And I found that a lot of times some of these mature bucks, they kind of come back to the same spot year after year to rub their antlers. And so, you know, now's a good time to kind of find those places.
You bet it is. And something I'm fired up about is the Texas Raised Hunting Products. They're deer lures, that's what I call them, for lack of a better term. But you know, you've used those last year. I've used their hog attractants, which are not just some kind of a gooey paste, that sugary deal to put out for them to smell. It's got the hormones and all that, the scent glands of the hog, in these canisters that you pop the top off of. They're sealed, perfectly sealed. I can't wait to put some of these scientifically designed deer attractants out, Larry, especially like the scrapes that they make and things like that. I know you've used them some, but to think a white-tailed deer, the right kind of sense doesn't attract him. I've had people say, oh, you know, the stuff doesn't work. But, I mean, the nose is their primary way of communicating, isn't it, you know?
You're exactly right. I mean, and some of the products they make, oh, we'll talk about them a little bit later here as we get into, like, July and August. But
yep.
some of their products work really year-round, and you can already hear – well, you could right now. I've got a few of them out, and I've got deer coming by and visiting those spots. And, I'm getting ready to put some trail cameras on it so I can show what's going on right now. But you can start using those products early on. And, I mean, you can start, as a result of that, you can kind of hold some of those deer in certain areas that you might want to keep them in. Give you a whole lot better chance when it gets here a little bit later when that fall comes around, when you get time to, when that hunting season really does start.
You know, Larry, I've got recently had gained access to it's two adjacent tracts of land. One is 67 acres, and it parallels about a half a mile of the Trinity River. Now, right adjacent to that is 150 acres, and it's, of course, it's adjacent to the river. Same owner, but it's just two separate tracts.
Right.
And, of course, that wooded from the river up to that property line is probably 250 yards, which doesn't sound like much, but in that kind of cover, that's quite a bit of, you know, quite a patch of woods, you know. But there's,
yes, there is.
In the middle of that 150 acres is probably 70 acres of cover, woods and all. So it's totally new to me. Now, I have hunted hogs, and that's where I use that the sow attractant.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh, down there with the Texas Raised products, that the canister with the sow attractant. That worked like a charm. I've got trail camera pictures of, you know, I mean, the first night they smell that. And, of course, like any kind of attractant, you got to put it where you think there's animals. But what I'm getting at, these lures are going to be extremely useful to me, because I don't know. I see deer tracks, and I found a couple of old rubs, but to be able to pattern the deer on this place, it's going to be really, really helpful for me, I think, you know?
No question, by golly. And I mean, I would start, like we're saying, there. I'm going to get serious about some of those, particularly on my place. And looks like we're working on a deal right now in a place in South Texas that hopefully we'll get tied up. And if we do, I'll spend a little bit of time down there as well, too. And I'll start getting these Texas Raised hunting products out way early, because I want to, and, you know, that place down, if we get the place down south, it's one of those managed land permit places, and I can start hunting down there in October. So I want to try to get in there and maybe get one of those old big bucks before he gets a chance to start roaming around and are getting in the fight and breaking off some antler points.
Yep, you betcha. You bet. Well, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up, Larry, and I'm looking forward to everything. Now, their fawns right now, majority are probably already on the ground, right?
Well, we are across much of the state. We're in deep South Texas. We're usually there the first week of July. You start seeing is when those fawns start hitting the ground down there, but over much of the state, I'll tell you what, like my little place out west of Houston, these fawns are not, some of the older fawns, they're not far from losing their spots. Now, the last time I saw a spotted fawn was probably about three weeks ago. I mean, talking about a little bitty fawn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think most of those are already on the ground and in that area and throughout the hill country and, you know, the northern part of the state and the eastern part of the state. Like I said, that South Texas rut usually is a little bit later than it is elsewhere, and so the vast majority of those fawns, probably from about where we are right now this week through about the middle or maybe the third week or so of July is when most of those fawns will be hitting the ground.
Yep, well, I've actually here by the house on a trail camera, I've noticed two fawns. And predation, you know, I think about how in the world a little fawn, I know the doe hides them, and I've even stumbled up on them before in the woods and just get away from them as quick as I can. But, you know, a roving coyote, I know a young baby fawn doesn't leave a lot of scent. You've told me that. But how they, you know, a coyote coming through a patch of woods and stumble up on one, that I imagine that's going to be dinner every time for a coyote. So
You're right, but I mean, one of the things that's been very fortunate for us this year, we've had lots of ground cover, a lot of grass cover.
Right.
And whenever that does two things. It protects those fawns. They're not as easily seen as they are if there's nothing on the ground. And then, of course, the vegetation is there, so the mama's producing a lot of milk, and that fawn is healthier and all those kind of things. So, and we have more fawns in those situations. So even if we got a coyote problem, you know, there's a better chance of those fawns getting away than if you're looking at it where you're in a drought situation, those does are hungry, the fawns are hungry, the coyotes can see those animals a whole lot, or those fawns a whole lot easier. So this benefit of the rainfall that we've had is many fold times better than not having it, kind of thing.
Ground, the cover, oh yeah. And bobcats, I remember, you'll remember this, I had a trail camera picture of a doe that had the claw marks on the hindquarters of both sides.
Yes.
And I watched that she healed up fine, but I mean, you know, the bobcats, I used to think, yeah, they're really not a problem. I mean, but they can. They do. I can imagine on younger deer, they can be pretty lethal, right? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. The bobcat is an extremely efficient predator, and quite frankly, if mountain lions were as efficient as bobcats were, there probably wouldn't be any four-legged critters anywhere in North America. I mean, and we've had a tremendous year, or about 3 years now, for bobcat production. So, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of bobcats out there, to the point where some of these areas around some of the outlying communities and some of these cities, scattered towns, I mean, people can't hardly turn their pets loose.
True.
Outside, because the bobcats are killing the small dogs and then the domestic cats.
You bet. You know, Larry, I hunt in Kaufman and Dallas counties. One place I hunt as a crow flies is south of Dallas, probably, I dare say, 17 miles from downtown Dallas. But
really?
Yes, in that spot, I'll see three or four bobcats a year, and see a lot more than that on trail camera. So you're right. Harry, they're telling me we're out of time, Larry. So Trailing the Hunter's Moon, folks, on the Pursuit Channel. That's Larry's TV show. He and Blake Barnett. Know a lot of them, of our friends, watch that, Larry. And I guess you've got a busy day. Let you get about your rat killing, and I'll do the same. And you and I'll be right back here with everybody next week at the same time, right?
Already looking forward to it.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single-action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime, too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably killed 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com. Folks, you hear Larry and I talking about Texas-raised hunting products quite a bit. We use these products. I mean, there is Texas-raised hunting products makes a scent remover called Scent Guardian. Here's the deal. I've never done this before, but I want more of you to know about this because it works, this Scent Guardian. it removes scent, and you don't have to worry about your scent when you spray down with it. How about a giveaway over the radio? Here's what you do. Go to my radio website, catfishradio.org. My email is there. Email me with your name and a contact number, a way I can contact you. And you, if you're the first one to do this, jump right on it. I'll look them over, I promise you, the emails right away. Send me that email through catfishradio.org, and I will make positively sure that Texas Raised Hunting Products sends you a bottle of this Scent Guardian. I want you to try it out. You can go to their website, texasraisedhuntingproducts.com, and check them out. But make sure and do it. Go to the website first, send me an email. The first email that gets to me, I will make sure that you get a bottle of Scent Guardian shipped right away.